Stoughton. The Stoughton Lions Club just celebrated 56 years as their club was chartered on March 28, 1967. Over the years, the Lions Club has done some important things for the community and surrounding areas. Del Kader is the secretary and a member since 1977. He said none of the original members are still with the group, but their legacy continues with the members who remain today. Recently, they had their raffle draw for the Temple Garden Spa in Moose Jaw. Only 500 tickets were sold for this draw, with the first place prize being $500, and the second prize $250. Kader said this is always a popular raffle as the spa is an excellent place to go and the winning tickets do not have an expiry. Another raffle they have held for 25 years is the reverse draw. Only 200 tickets are sold for this one, and all tickets must be sold, with a draw held around July 1. The first ticket drawn wins $50, every fifth ticket drawn wins $20 until three tickets remain. The third last ticket wins $50, the second last ticket wins $200 and the final ticket wins $1,000. In the past years they have sponsored a resident at the Pioneer Lodge in Stoughton. They make sure that person receives birthday and Christmas gifts and unique events. They also hold a monthly birthday party, and at Christmas time, they send Santa to bring treats for all the residents. They have done a lot of fundraising in the past, and those funds are invested back into the community. They provided Meals on Wheels, but when COVID hit, this program had to be put on hold with the Lions. The calendar and the Christmas tree projects have also been halted due to lack of sales. Some areas they have assisted are in the swimming pool, curling and skating rink. The rodeo grounds, ambulance and fire department. They sponsor free swimming during Stoughton days and organize and sponsor the parade. The playground equipment at Taylor Park saw a $4,000 donation, and they also sponsored a park bench in honor of lions that have died. One project they are currently working on is the Child ID Kit. Kader said this is free to parents and they hope to have them at the daycare, play school and elementary school. This kit has a spot to fingerprint the child and store DNA. In the event a child goes missing, this information could prove to be especially important and helpful during that time. Kader feels they may need more kits in the near future to accommodate everyone as they only received 50 kits. A grade 12 scholarship will also be available this year. It is based on grades, community service, school involvement and character. This student also needs to know what their plans are for the future. A form is available through the members. The Stoughton Lions Club has 12 active members and meets the second Wednesday of each month at the Stoughton Drop-In Center. They are always looking for new members to continue with the club in the future.